The 50 Red Caps. Benji and his wife are poor people and have very little money. One day they go to the market, and because they aren't rich, they buy some cheap red wool. At home, they work hard day and night and make nice red caps. Benji puts the 50 red caps into his big bag and goes to the market to sell them. But it is very far to the market, and the day is very hot. He sees many big trees in the woods and feels very tired. He goes to a big tree, sits down in the cool shade, and puts his bag next to him, because he wants to sleep a little. But the sun is very strong, so he takes one cap out of his bag and puts it on his head, over his eyes. Now he can sleep well. After some time, a monkey comes down from the tree next to Benji's. He sees the man near the big bag with a cap on his head, over his eyes. The monkey thinks the man looks funny and wants to look into the big bag. Slowly, he goes near it, opens it, and finds the red caps. He looks at the man and his red cap, and because monkeys copy people, he quickly takes one cap from the bag and puts it on his head. Then he jumps up the tree again and sits on a branch. The other monkeys see the old monkey on the branch with the funny red cap on his head. And now they too slowly and quietly come down from the trees. And because monkeys copy people, they too take a cap from the bag, put it on their heads, and then quickly jump up the trees again. But they are very loud, because their caps are so funny. Benji opens his eyes. He sees the empty bag, looks up and sees all 49 monkeys on the trees, and all with red caps on their heads. Now he's very angry. All the work, all the caps, what can I do now? What can I sell at the market? What can I tell my wife? I have no caps, and I have no money for new wool. The monkeys are quiet now and watch Benji. He looks at the monkeys on the branches and is very, very angry. Then he takes the red cap off his head and angrily throws it on the ground in front of him. And because monkeys copy people, all 49 monkeys take off their red caps from their heads and throw them on the ground too. The man can't believe his luck. He quickly takes all caps, puts them into his bag, and shuts it. Now he's happy again and can go to the market and sell them.